The Ghana National Fire Service has expressed concern over the non-availability of water in some parts of Accra and Tema, which has rendered many hydrants dry. Its Deputy Public Relations Officer, Billy Anaglate, has advised the public to be circumspect in handling naked flames and also plan adequate fire safety measures in homes, offices and markets. He told Radio Ghana's Brighton Trauma that the service is assessing places with underground water and overhead reservoirs to use when there is an emergency. He urged the public to heed fire safety advice to avert any fire incident, since other alternative water sources are at a distance.
If you agree with me, water is our major medium of firefight. So when we do not have water running through the pipes, it affects our hydrants as well. Hydrants are the source of water supply to the firefighters that we are able to access water uninterrupted through the hydrant to continue to fight fire. Now that we are not able to access water through the hydrant, it becomes difficult that the fire engines attempt how to travel to get an open water, a pond, or wherever they will be able to prime water. So if you have a community where there is fire, and then after fighting the fire with the initial water in the tender, if that water is exhausted and there is no hydrant that is flowing, it means we need to drive to an open water where we should be able to prime it. And there are some of these communities that are not even close to any open water pond or wherever that we can prime it. If this situation persists, definitely it's going to affect our firefighting. It's going to affect our operational duties. It's going to affect people that might not be fortunate that will have their property on fire at the time of this situation continue.
So apart from water, is there any other technology that you can use to quench fire?
Yes, exactly. Apart from water, which is the biggest medium that any firefighter could use in extinguishing fire, we also have fire extinguishers that could also be used. Some of these extinguishers really use chemicals like dry chemical powder. They use also foam and other medium of extinction. But extinguishers have their limit as to the extent of fires that they fight. So when you have a fire that is bigger in intensity than extinguisher, there is nothing that anybody can do with extinguisher in trying to fight some of those fires. So the only medium that is capable of trying to extinguish those fires that we are talking of is only water.
Now that there is a problem with the supply of water in some parts of Accra, do you have any contingency plan or a back plan in case there is an emergency, in case there is a fire outbreak somewhere, to help the public?
Well, that is why we have started trying to assess premises that are having underground water, premises that are having overhead reservoirs, and premises where they have means of storing water to a certain capacity that we will be able to use. We started trying to identify those ones and be able to appeal to them, to talk to them, that in case of any emergency, they should be able to allow the firefighters to access those reservoirs and the ground tanks that we might be able to use at this moment. We've also tried to map a situation that we'll be able to see if we'll be able to get to any of those ponds and then to prime those other areas. So people have even gone ahead to map our strategies where they will see that those few ponds that have been identified, if our tenders will be able to access those ones and to prime water from those areas. But it will also be difficult, like I stated earlier on, that it is not every community that have sources of water in terms of ponds or opened water. So if it is even in a community where we do not have sources of those open waters and that we will be able to prime, then no matter the situation, no matter the strategy, those communities will definitely be having difficulty in fighting fires in those communities.
He asked philanthropists to assist the Ghana National Fire Service to drill boreholes.
We have been negotiating with people and organizations to assist the fire service in trying to sink boreholes for us, that in case situations of this nature happen, we will not depend on the water from the water company. We would be able to access water from boreholes. That is exactly what we've been doing for some time now. We're ensuring that the organization will assist in sinking boreholes. So if we are able to have boreholes, I don't think the fire service will be in any difficulty accessing water, even if the water company do not release water into the hydrant.
Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, talking to Bright in Trauma.